من فعلا الظن كان يعرفني في التجسيس. طب we are in the second week of Lent and we can see by the epistle of today that the church wants to teach us humility as the condition by which we will receive grace, help, and our Lord's Spirit, the Holy Ghost. So, in the Gospel, our Lord said, don't be like the Pharisees, who they teach and they don't do. Yes. They tell you what to do, but they don't move one finger to move the crosses or the duties, or the good works that they ask you to do. So this is why we have to remember what is humility. Because in the Bible it's very clear, our Lord, God says, I give my grace to the humble, and I reject the proudful. So it's the essential condition for us to receive graces and to be able to please God. Before anything else, humility. So humility has to do with the fear of the Lord. To live in the presence of God, fearful of offending Him. Because the reverence that should be awakened in our souls, that reverence, that honor, that glory that we want to give to God, because He's present, because He's God. So, that practice of the presence of God, by silence, by prayer, by sacrifice, is what causes us to become humble. So humility is to place ourselves in the place which belongs to us, which is the last place. So when we start Lent, the priest placed ashes on the forehead, and he said, remember that you are dust, and to the dust you shall come back. We will go back to the dust. So this is humility, to a reminder, to start walking the way of the cross. In order to go to heaven, we have to walk the way of the cross next to our Lord, which is the way to Calvary, and from there to heaven. So we have to deny ourselves and to live in the presence of God carrying our cross. Our cross is the same cross than that of our Lord Jesus Christ. So to live in that reality is humility. That we are nobody, we don't deserve, we have done nothing, that we are in danger because we have enemies more powerful than us, which threaten us to go to hell, and to send us to hell because pride, the world, and the devil are very powerful and cannot be overcome but only by grace. Therefore, to win that grace, we need humility. So Saint Benedict speaks about the 12 degrees of humility. And the first degree is to live in the presence of God. Because once you live in the presence of God, you don't want to offend Him. The second degree of humility is obedience. Therefore, you live in the presence of God, therefore you want to do His will. Not your will, no. Because my will is part of my pride quite often, so we don't want to follow that. So we have to follow our Lord's precepts, commandments, example, holiness, the way of the cross, basically. It's not pleasing to our human nature, but it's the way to heaven. So obedience always has been difficult, because that comes against us quite often in a difficult manner, in difficult circumstances, and quite often we don't understand. But we want to be united we have to unite our understanding to Christ's wisdom. So that unity is necessary for obedience, and it's done by faith. So, Lord, I believe in you. You are God. You know what you do. You intend my welfare. You are merciful and good, eternally goodness, good in itself. So I obey you. I obey in the authority you left to me on earth. Regardless of my understanding, of my will, of my interest, of my way of looking or doing things. So obedience is it's a divine way. This is why we say that the one who obeys is never mistaken. And for Saint Benedict, obedience is the first degree of humility. So, obedience is to be humble in the practical way, in the concrete actions. We show humility by obedience. And the next degree of humility will be to endure with patience all the crosses. Yes. This is precisely the longanimity. To carry our cross, to take our cross, to carry the cross of the others, to have that fortitude of the Holy Ghost, in order to be able to persevere in our life. We need that strength, that help of our Lord carrying our crosses. And we have to participate in carrying His crosses and the crosses of our sorry. So we have to carry the cross of our neighbor in order to deserve to receive that strength that we need to carry the cross of our Lord and our cross together. So that will depend upon us carrying the cross of our neighbor, fraternal charity. Fraternal charity will depend how much strength we will have to carry our crosses. So the next degree of humility for Saint Benedict will be to imitate the others, to follow the others, to obey the others, even if they have no authority. To try to see the good things in people, in events, and to try to follow. Not to follow my will or my wisdom, but to follow. To prefer to follow other people rather than my views, my ways. And after that, for some Benedict, after that, humility is shown also externally. It's not only something interior that we have to show externally by our way, the way we speak, the way we dress, the way we walk, the way we use our material things, belongings. We have to show respect, reverence, spirit of poverty, spirit of chastity. This is how we try to become humble in every aspect by our Lord, who says, learn from me because I am humble and meek of heart. And Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary. So remember, humility is to live in that reality, that we are dust, we are nothing, and God is everything. Therefore, we have to live in His presence, to receive His help, His strength, His power, His promises, His grace. Therefore we follow Him, we obey Him, and we love the cross, and therefore we focus on the others and not in myself. I go out of myself to serve the others, to serve God in the others. This is how humility grows and allows charity and grace to enter in our souls, along with grace and hope. And when we are capable of being humble, and God wishes us to be. So we have our grace in this kissing of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.